Utah Governor Spencer Cox has vetoed four bills, including a controversial tax policy change and a first-of-its-kind proposal to allow payments in gold and silver, citing administrative challenges and legal concerns. Among the vetoed bills, SB 197, Property Tax Amendments, proposed phasing out Utah's circuit breaker program, which provides property tax relief for low-income seniors. Cox warned it could cut off critical support for vulnerable seniors while creating administrative burdens. HB 306, Precious Metals Amendments, would have made Utah the first state to allow state payments in gold and silver. Cox called the plan operationally impracticable and raised concerns about competitive bidding processes. HB 315, Elected Official Vacancy Modifications, proposed resolving election ties through games of chance, a method Cox vetoed due to potential constitutional conflicts with Utah's lottery prohibition. SB 106, Utah-Ireland Trade Commission, aimed to create a trade commission between Utah and Ireland, but Cox argued it was unnecessary since similar efforts could be made without additional bureaucracy. The vetoes mark a firmer stance from Cox compared to the previous year, when he criticized excessive legislation. Utah lawmakers passed 582 bills in 2025, and Cox urged a more measured approach moving forward. With legislative leaders now reviewing their options, the fate of these bills, including potential overrides or revisions, remains uncertain. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.